The following is a special presentation of the WKLM Sports Department.
Hello, everybody. It is now time for Boy Division 6 District Semifinal Basketball from Buckeye Trail as Highland battles Shadyside. Here's Matt Croy.
And good evening. The 10th-ranked Highland Hawks, a record of 18-6, winners of three games in a row, taking on the 16th Shadyside Tigers with a record of 13-11, and they won two straight. It's all for the right to move on to this Friday's district championship game. Stay tuned. I'll be speaking with Highland head basketball coach Mark Slable on the pregame show after this on WKLM.
A single-family home located at 2735 Township Road 444 in Walnut Creek is listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $399,000. This property was built in 1938 and has six bedrooms and three full baths with 2,925 square feet, located in the East Holmes Local School District. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Steve Mogg at 330-852-4111 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
Denko Marketing of Millersburg has customers in all 50 states, Canada, and South America. Each day, over 300 shipments of garage door parts are shipped to customers everywhere by Denko Marketing. And while Denko Marketing appreciates this wide and varied market in the country and in the world, the thing they appreciate most is where they are located. Home. That's why they support various community activities and devote as much attention to here as to there. At Denko Marketing, the most important business at hand is the business of home.
Stop in all this week for these great savings at Rody's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rody. We have boneless whole pork loin, $1.98 a pound. Center cut pork chops, $2.98 a pound. Fresh ground round, 85% lean. Family pack, $2.98 a pound. We also have boneless New York strip steaks, $8.98 a pound. Boneless beef London broil, $3.98 a pound. 12 to 16 ounce Hormel sliced bacon, $3.98. And no waste broccoli crowns for 79 cents a pound. That's now through Sunday at Rody's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Sierra Pacific products are an MRB sunning supply. Their products will enhance any decor and make any home brighter, more inviting, and more comfortable with wood interior windows in 9 wood species. With 70 exterior colors, whether you're replacing, renovating, remodeling, or rebuilding, they have exactly what you're looking for. From the Sierra Pacific Transcend replacement windows and doors to their Westchester double hung windows. That's MRB sunning supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg or on the web at mrbsunning.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys, MRB Siding Supply.
Get your vehicle back on the road smooth and problem-free with Village Motors Collision Center. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and our Collision Center works on all makes and models and has available deductible assistance, along with loaner and rental vehicles available for your use, complimentary oil change packages, not to mention that we are the preferred repair shop for most insurance companies. Ask us about our cleanup packages with four great packages from basic to premium by appointment only starting at $19.95. For collision repair, make your first stop at Village Motors in Millersburg.
Looking to upgrade the exterior of your home? Siding is indeed the best bang for your dollar. Hi, I'm Nevin Mast with Home Siding Contractors. We have the best siding on the market today, and the low maintenance aspect of our siding is what our customers enjoy the most. Pro-BS siding fits that bill exactly. No frequent painting or staining with wood siding. No routine sealing like stucco. Pro-BS siding lasts. Check out all we have to offer at our new and improved showroom east of Millersburg, and let our experienced sales team show you how affordable our products can be. Home Siding Contractors.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Ream Pro partner, with combined knowledge of over 65 years, you know that you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Ream and all types of other furnaces and equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call today, 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
Are you ready to tackle home improvement with a winning team? Look no further than Wayne Door, your MVP for all things doors and windows. Score big with their championship lineup. Garage doors, openers, entry and storm doors, windows, patio doors, and more. Just like a winning play, Wayne Door offers an unbeatable sales team, flawless installation, and game-changing service. Their local experts ensure you're always in the lead. Don't settle for anything less. Visit them today at WayneDoor.com or stop by their showroom and elevate with your home improvement game with the experts. Wayne Door, people you can trust since 1973.
It's time for Before the Tip, brought to you by Hubbard's Insurance in Millersburg.
This is Larry Hobron from Hobron's Insurance Service with some tips that can save you time, money, and headaches. Is your safe really safe? Home and gun safes come in a variety of qualities. Make sure yours is adequate to protect its contents. Also, study your replacement cost coverage on your household contents policy. It doesn't necessarily mean what you think it does. Want to know more? Let us review your coverage and help you with ways to protect what you worked hard to earn. Call Hobron's Insurance at 674-9091 or 1-800-340-3767.
Alongside Highland Hawks in basketball, Coach Mark Schlabel coming off that 37-26 Lou scoring a defensive affair to get that sectional championship win in the last game at your home floor. Really look at that game, especially the second half, Mark, holding them just 9 points the entire second half. And, of course, doing a good job with their best player, Gage Moore. What stood out to you about your defensive performance that last game?
Yeah, I mean, I thought, we defended well individually. Sam Wenger, Zeke Boddicker, but I thought as a team we defended really well. We rebounded well, didn't give them a lot of second chances, and yeah, it was an ugly game from an offensive standpoint, but our kids did a nice job of executing the game plan defensively.
You mentioned an ugly game, but a lot of times it seemed like guys were getting the looks. Just a matter of just knocking down those shots?
Yeah, after watching film, I mean, we thought maybe we took 3 or 4 bad shots the whole game. I thought we moved the ball really well. A lot of good looks. Yeah, it was just, it's a little different level of, pressure in those tournament games. And, we're playing a lot of young kids out there, and, we followed it that night, and I'm hoping we can loosen up a little bit here tonight.
Bottom line, got that win. Moving on here, taking on the Shady Side team. Talking about the Shady Side team, what are you expecting to see from them?
Well, they're really good offensively. You can just tell they've got a whole bunch of seniors. You can tell they've played a lot of basketball together over the years, and offensively, they're very unique. They don't play like anybody we play. They don't run any sets. They just play motion offense, and they've got a couple kids that can really put the ball in the basket.
You know how good you've been defensively all season long here. What do you have to do against a team that likes to score the ball?
Well, the biggest key tonight is how we guard their ball screens. They saw a lot of ball screens. So that's a big thing that we've been working on in practice. And I think just, you can't give up backdoor cuts and things like that. Anything that makes us collapse our defense is going to hurt us because they shoot the ball so well from the three-point line.
Offensively, Mark, what's the approach to have to be with a team like this?
Well, same we've been doing. I think Shadyside will play maybe a little bit of man. That's been their tradition. After Washington played zone the other night, they might play more zone. But I think that, we're going to see a little bit more man tonight. We just got to play loose. I mean, that's the biggest thing with our guys. Just got to play loose and play with confidence.
Mark, thanks for your time. Good luck tonight.
All right, thank you.
That's the voice of the Highland Hawks basketball coach, Mark Schlabel.
Before the Tip has been brought to you by Hobron's Insurance in Millersburg.
EcoSeal Home Solutions has been serving all of Northeast and Central Ohio as the leader in foundation waterproofing and repair, basement exit systems, and gravel delivery. Whether you're building a new home or your existing home's foundation and basement is in need of some TLC, EcoSeal has the answer. For more information or to schedule a free estimate, call 330-893-SEAL. That's 330-893-7325.
Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomerain Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomerain has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomerain provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomerainHospital.org.
This is Matt Kinsey. At First Federal Community Bank, our mission is to empower the financial well-being of our community one person at a time. Through integrity and quality, we earn the trust of our customers and exceed their expectations. First Federal Community Bank, investing in our community since 1898. Serving your banking needs in Dover, New Philadelphia, Yorksville, Sugar Creek, Berlin, and Mount Hope. First Federal Community Bank, member FDIC.
Whatever Mother Nature has in store, you're not worried because you've got Yokohama's Geolander AT-G015 on your side. Stop by Holmes Tire LLC to find out what a new set of all-terrain tires can do for your truck or SUV. This tire is all traction, designed to take you from the pavement to the trail in any weather, anytime you want. Discover the Yokohama Geolander AT-G015 and get ready to experience what all-terrain is all about. Stop by Holmes Tire LLC today and fill out a finance application for approval with no credit needed on new tire purchases. Call Holmes Tire LLC in Miller 330-674-0025 or their other locations in Spencer, Mount Vernon, and now open in Loudonville.
Since 1991, the Holmes County Education and Community Foundation has awarded nearly $11 million in scholarships to more than 2,700 Holmes County residents pursuing higher education. Students applying for new scholarships for the 2023-2024 academic year should visit our website at www.hcef.net. Holmes County residents and Holmes County high school graduating seniors may apply. Primary qualifications include financial need. However, academic merit and other factors such as area of study and extracurriculars are considered. The deadline for new scholarship applications is March 24th. College students currently receiving renewable scholarships were emailed a renewal scholarship application link in December. Those students should only apply via the email link and not apply as new students. The deadline for renewal applications is March 10th. Visit www.hcef.net for more information.
Unlock your potential at Buckeye Career Center's Spring Open House on Thursday, March 21st from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. This is your chance to explore cutting-edge programs, meet passionate instructors, enjoy dinner, and apply for next school year at this combined high school and adult education event. Plus, join us for an alumni gathering in the Joe Carlisle Marketplace. The $50 adult education application fee will be waived for those who apply at the event. Join us Thursday, March 21st at Buckeye Career Center for our Spring Open House.
Ready to turn back time? This is Dr. Emily Reeser of Dr. Brad Welsh & Associates. PDO threads are a non-surgical, minimally invasive way to achieve a youthful and lifted appearance. These dissolvable threads are skillfully placed under the skin to stimulate your body's natural collagen production. PDO threads can be used to address a wide range of concerns, including sagging skin, wrinkles, fine lines, and more. To see before and after pictures and the other cosmetic injection services we provide, visit our website at drbradwelsh.com. To schedule a consultation, give us a call at 330-674-4876.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Contact your local auto owner's insurance agent, Hobron's Insurance Service, 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Call 1-800-340-3767.
Last season, Hyla finished up with an overall record of 13-9, while Shadyside went 12-12 a season ago. Both teams, of course, coming out of Division 4 last year. Also, Shadyside last year, the 7 seed in the D4 East District. They would fall to the 2 seed Caldwell in the sectional championship game by the score of 60-37, while Highland defeated that same Caldwell team in the district semifinals by the final margin of 53-46 before winning the district championship by 2 points over River by the score of 56-54. River, the top seed last year in the East District. Highland was the number 3 seed but captured the district title. Highland, of course, in the regional tournament, got two more wins there in postseason play with the win over Federal Hocking, 55-51 over at the Convo, and also win in the regional championship game over Northside Christian, 52-50, before eventually following the Convoy Crestview in the state semifinals in Dayton by the final score of 69-63 from a season ago. Stay tuned. We'll have more to come on the pregame show after this on WKLM.
Hi, I'm Eugene with Yoder Family Roofing and Spouting. We are located in Millersburg, Ohio, and have been serving our community for the past 25 years. When was the last time you thought about having your roof inspected or spouting cleaned? You can find us online at yoderfamilyroofing.com or by giving us a call or text at 330-695-3000. Again, that's 330-695-3000. For all your roofing and spouting needs.
There's nothing better than the sound of a hammer, a drill, and a saw. A&R Builders in Berlin has been putting all those tools to work for the past 25 years.
If you need re-roofing work done, A&R Builders is the place to call. They'll also do new homes for both residential and general contractors, along with pool buildings, decks, and custom framing. Call A&R Builders in Berlin at 893-2111. That's 893-2111.
When it comes to service, nobody cares more than Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and I'm proud to say that we have state-of-the-art equipment and factory-trained technicians working on your vehicle when you visit. And we also offer a variety of preventative maintenance programs designed to greatly reduce the cost of your service visits. We are competitive, convenient, and we care. So the next time you need your vehicle service, stop by and see us at Village Motors in Millersburg.
Are you looking for a bank that understands your local needs? Look no further than Kilbuck Savings Bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your partners in financial success. At Kilbuck Savings Bank, we pride ourselves on offering personalized service tailored to you. We are a community bank that is large enough to help you achieve your goals while continuing to care about the communities we serve. We wish all teams the best of luck this season. KSB, a Bauer 5-star financial rated bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com.
Home Siding Contractors, Home Siding. Home Siding Contractors.
Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938. The pizza of the month for March is Buffalo Chicken.
Are you having ongoing issues with your flat or low slope roof? MEB Systems of Sugar Creek specializes in flat or low slope roofs and has been serving the community and beyond since 1977. Whether it's tracking down or resolving a persistent leak, you are in need of a complete roof replacement, or you have a new build, MEB Systems will strive to find the best solution for you. They believe if a job is worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems Incorporated today at 330-852-4333 and visit them online at MEBSystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all Holmes County athletes a safe and healthy season.
Holmes Limestone Company of Berlin has been in business since 1948. They are located on State Route 39 east of Berlin. They know what kind of dedication and sacrifices have to be made for student athletes, not only for their personal goals, but also for their teams. Holmes Limestone would like to take this opportunity to salute the parents, coaches, teachers, and the athletes for their hard work and dedication throughout the year. Holmes Limestone is a proud supporter of the Highland Hawks and is proud to be part of this community.
Highland comes in with a record of 18-6 on the year, the 10th-ranked team in Division 4. Shadyside, a record of 13-11 on the season. For Highland, averaging 52 points per contest, Shadyside is averaging 58 a game. And for the Tigers, allowing 57.3 a game defensively, while Highland has the big edge there, allowing 43 a game on the defensive end so far this season. As far as Highland, of course, out of the IVC South, where they were co-champs of the IVC South this year, going 10-2 along with Indian Valley, by Sandy Valley at 7-5, Tuskegee Valley went 6-6, Garroway 6-6, Claymont 3-9, Ridgewood 0-12 in the IVC South Division, while Malvern won the IVC North Division title outright, going 12-0. Lexington won the OCC title outright, going 14-0 in the OCC. Overall around the area, boys basketball, Tri-Way went 17-5 during regular season play. They're also playing in the Division 3 District Semifinals tonight. That game being video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page. That Tri-Way contest against Cuyahoga Heights. Garroway went 14-8. They lost in the sectional finals at Union Local. Wayndale 12-10. Also lost in the sectional finals. Central Christian went 10-12. Lanaville 6-16. Danville 5-17. West Holmes 5-17. Stay tuned. Don Hall alongside for tonight's broadcast. We'll get some thoughts from him and more here on the pregame show on WKOM.
If you're looking for a creative, innovative, and affordable experience in home building, then look no further than Fingerprint Homes. At Fingerprint Homes, we've reinvented the home building experience using a technology-driven six-step process that's backed by personalized customer service at every step of the way. Check out our interactive website at www.fingerprinthomes.com or call today to schedule your appointment at 330-234-9004. At Fingerprint Homes, we're more than builders. We're your partners.
At the Mount Hope Auction every Wednesday, the Flea and Farmers Market opens at 7 a.m. The hay sale begins at 9:30 a.m. in Ring 2. At 9 a.m., the goat sale begins, followed by sheep. At 10:30 a.m. in the main ring, they start with farm calves, followed by dairy, pigs, hogs, feeders, followed by bulls, fat cattle, and call cows. The poultry and rabbit sale begins at 1 p.m. For more information on other sales and happenings at the Mount Hope Event Center throughout the year, you can go to mounthopeauction.com.
It's time to be thinking about those concrete projects. Call Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, offering ready mix concrete, precast blocks, and a variety of mason and concrete products. Call today for prices and delivery options of ready mix concrete at 674-0865 or sand and gravel at 674-8121. That's Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
What sets Walnut Hills apart from other retirement communities and care providers? Our peaceful setting, unique amenities, five-star quality care, and our friendly residents and team members. Come experience those differences for yourself in March. Walnut Hills will be hosting open houses each Thursday in March from 10 to 3. We will be offering tours of independent livings at both the Commons and the Meadows. Independent living at Walnut Hills offers older adults worry-free living and opportunities to thrive in their retirement years. For more information, call 330-893-3200.
If it's time for your business to expand, then your project deserves a proven design and construction firm known for keeping their word. And that's the Design Construction Professionals at Weaver Commercial Contractors. Offering architectural design and drafting, general contracting, pre-construction services, budget consultation, and more. But don't take my word for it. Check us out today at weavercc.com and see what others are saying about Weaver Commercial Contractors. Give us a call today at 330-264-9020 or check us out in person at 17279 Old Lincoln Way in Dalton. Weaver Commercial Contractors, built on solid relationships.
The employees of Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative work hard and wear many hats at the cooperative. But that dedication goes beyond providing power to keep the lights on. They also are very active in their communities. Some volunteer at their local church, others are coaching youth, and some giving back through working for their township or community board. So what makes this cooperative different? They focus on people. Holmes Wayne Electric, always here for their members, always here for their community.
Get your vehicle back on the road smooth and problem-free with Village Motors Collision Center. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and our Collision Center works on all makes and models and has available deductible assistance, along with loaner and rental vehicles available for your use, complimentary oil change packages, not to mention that we are the preferred repair shop for most insurance companies. Ask us about our cleanup packages with four great packages from basic to premium by appointment only starting at $19.95. For collision repair, make your first stop at Village Motors in Millersburg.
Highland is the number 2 seed in the Division 4 East District. They won in their first tournament game over the 16 seed Bellsville, 64-9. They then capture the sectional title at the Reese Center, downing the 11 seed Stralsburg, 37-26 in a low-scoring affair, holding Stralsburg just 9 points the entire second half to get that 11-point win. First, in East Side, the 6 seed, they would down the 8 seed Caldwell, 74-57, and then they would capture the sectional title on their home floor, downing the 7 seed River at the score of 48-38. So Highland, the 2 seed against the 6 seed Shadyside of Buckeye Trail, and the
district semifinals here in Division 4. Winner of this game will move on to Friday's district championship game against either the top seed Monroe Central or the number 5 seed Bishop Rosecrans, squaring off against each other tonight as well. That district finals game will be Friday at 7 o'clock, of course, at a neutral site. Matt Croy alongside Don Hall for tonight's broadcast. Two teams of pretty good basketball traditions over the years.
Oh, very good basketball tradition. It's either Shadyside or Highland or sometimes River got in there. That's usually who's going to represent the Eastern District in the regional tournament right there. But Shadyside's good. I mean, they, like Coach Slayball said, that they're going to run a motion offense. They're going to sort of spread you out, try to break you down off of penetration and penetrate and score, or penetrate and pitch, and they got some guys that can shoot the three.
No question. Now, from Highland's standpoint, again, maybe from a style standpoint, maybe not have to play as much zone, that type of thing. Maybe from a style standpoint, maybe more favorable for Highland in a game like this?
Absolutely. Highland would like to get the ball up and down the court, and I think Shadyside would like to do the same as well. And so I think Highland's pressures tend to make you play a little faster than what you want to play, and we're going to find that out tonight, I'll guarantee you that.
Aside from that, Don, what are other things maybe you're anxious to see here in this matchup tonight?
Oh, Highland didn't shoot very well against Strasburg, and they got some really good shooters on that team, and the best thing about it is their defense was able to carry them through against Strasburg. They need to get stops when they need to have and just totally shut Strasburg down in the second half. They're going to need to do that today. Got to find a way to score, and they have several ways to score. Caleb Mishler came off the bench there in the first half and had a couple big threes to keep Highland sort of in command a little bit. So you just never know who's going to step for Highland tonight, so it could be somebody different.
Yeah, Mark Stable talked about, hey, we're playing with some young guys right now. And in that last game, yeah, they felt the nerves a little bit here. Just getting each game they play, you got to believe a little more comfortable here in this situation of postseason play.
And that is so true. Bigger crowd tonight, though. It's a little bit, normally when you go down that tournament trail, it's a little bit more of a physical game, so you might see that tonight. So you're going to have to be very, very strong, especially these young guys. You're going to have to be very, very strong with the ball. So, but those younger guys right now, with the schedule that Highland has played, I think they're going to be a little used to this.
I think you're right. No question about that. We'll go ahead and take a break. Don Hawley back with tonight's starting lineups and the opening tip after this on WKLM.
Freeman & Byler in Millersburg is a local certified public accounting firm qualified to meet your business and personal financial needs. When it comes to managing your company and investments, it is important to have a professional advisor who can handle a variety of services for you. We can assist you in developing and attaining your business and financial goals and objectives. Please come see us at 161 North Washington Street, right next to the Kilbuck Savings Bank North Branch, or give us a call at 330-674-8222.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Visit Humble Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester, or online at humblegrp.com. Sauls in Berlin wishes good luck to all Holmes County coaches, players, and families on the tournament trail. They also invite you to stop in and see all the new spring items they have to offer, including potting benches and glass window boxes. If you're looking for a one-of-a-kind unique item, including a large selection of hot sauces, marinara, and salsas to share with the community, visit Sauls online at saulsinberlin.com or find them on Facebook. A condominium located at 2779 Cove and Walnut Creek is listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions for lease with an asking price of $2,000. This property was built in 2016 and is a two-bedroom and two-bath condo at the Cove and Walnut Creek. That includes a master suite with a walk-in closet and tilted shower, fully equipped kitchen, first-floor laundry, and a sunroom leading out to a new concrete patio with 1,648 square feet. Located in the East Olds Local School District. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Kay Overton at 330-602-4111 or check it out at kaufmanrealty.com.
In the rolling hills of Holmes County, we tend to do things a bit differently. At Kime, we're in the business of uncommon experiences, and we're here to care for your project like we care for our own. We believe that quality matters and want to help you get it right the first time because your project deserves it. So visit Kime Home Center, your source and destination for all things home, building, and woodworking. Kime, built on trust since 1911.
Athletic Association.
And tonight's starting line is brought to you by Finish Line Auto Body, located on the north side of Middlesbrough. If your car is damaged, the best place to get it back in the game is at Finish Line Auto Body. Now, tonight's starting lineups, here's Don Hall.
Thank you very much, Matt. Starting tonight, the visiting team on your scoreboard is Shadyside Tigers. Number two, a 6-foot senior guard, Todd Stottlemyer. Number four, a 6-foot senior guard, Luke Bell. Number 10, a 5-foot-11 senior guard, Ben Walsh. Number 20, a 6-foot-1 senior guard, Dylan Booth. And rounding out your starting five, number 24, a 6-foot-2 senior forward, Colton Gorby.
Shadyside, the sixth seed in this East Sister Tournament in Division 4, a record of 13-11. They're coached by Ed Andes.
And now for your home team, the Highland Hawks. Number 10, a 5-foot-11 junior guard, averaging 4 points a game, Logan Hirschberger. Number 11, a 6-foot-1 senior guard, averaging 16.4 points a game, Sammy Detweiler. Number 13, a 6-foot junior guard, averaging 5.1 points a game, Sam Wangard. Number 15, a 5-foot-9-inch sophomore guard, averaging 7.9 points a game, Alex Miller. And rounding out your starting five, number 24, a 6-foot-3 junior guard, averaging 12.8 points a game, Nick Wigton.
Highland, the 10th-ranked team in Division 4, the 2-seed in this East District, a record of 18-6, coached by Mark Schlabel in his 19th year. And the starting line is brought to you by Finish Line Auto Body. They have experts in collision repair and paint jobs will have your car looking brand new. We'll even help with up to $500 of your insurance deductible. Give Brooks a call, 330-674-1483. McRoy alongside Don Hall for tonight's broadcast. Blaisdon Mullins back at WKLM Sports Central. We're glad to have you with us on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. We're also video live streaming tonight's contest on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of the Claxon Communication Team. Judd Bone is producing tonight's live stream coverage, and also it is Natalie Holbrook working the cameras. Go to YouTube, search WKLM Radio to find the live stream coverage for tonight's game. Of course, reminder also, we're video live streaming the boys Division 3 district semifinal matchup, and it has Triway taking on Cuyahoga Heights over Worcester High School. Also, that's on stream too, as well as on YouTube for that Triway Cuyahoga Heights matchup as well. Of course, tomorrow night we'll have girls Division 3 regional semifinal basketball. That'll be Triway against Chippewa from Stover Run Falls. That'll be video live streamed on YouTube as well. And also Thursday, girls Division 4 district semifinal basketball. That'll be video live streamed on YouTube. Highland taking on Portsmouth Notre Dame in that game coming up on Thursday. For Shadyside, wearing their black jerseys and black shorts, white numerals and orange and white trim. Highland, their white jerseys and white shorts, black numerals and red and black trim. And Don, a pretty nice crowd on hand here tonight.
I tell you, a real nice crowd. Shadyside has good following. Of course, Highland's got a fantastic following. It's just not a whole lot of seats empty around this area.
Should be a fun one this evening. Again, the winner moves on to Friday's district championship game. That'll be against either top seed Monroe Central or the 5-seed Bishop Rosecrans. Coming up on Friday, 7 o'clock. That'll be, of course, at a neutral site. Highland came in at 18-6. Shadyside, the record of 13-11. Just about ready to get things underway from Buckeye Trail High School. Hawks discuss it over, and they'll step inside the circle here, getting set to do the jump for Highland. That'll be Nick Wigton, a 6-foot-3 junior, and jumping for Shadyside inside the circle for them. And it's going to be making the jump, number 11. That is Nathan Booth. He's a 6'1 senior now getting the start. Here's the toss-up of the year. Going to be won by Shadyside going from right to left here at Buckeye Trail. Across the half-court line, now the dribble to the right side. Out top to the top of the key. Here is Nathan Booth, left wing, gets the handoff. Drive by Stottlemyer to the foul circle. Back in the corner, grabbed by Colton Gorby. He'll dribble it out top. Back inside, going to be stolen away on the backdoor cut. The steal by Logan Hirschberger. And he gets called for double dribble. Kind of ran to his teammate. And a bad break that time for the Hawks after they got that steal.
Exactly. I mean, that's good defense by Highland. They were ready for that backdoor cut.
Certainly were. So it'll be Shadyside basketball as it turns out. Turnover each way to inbound beneath throwing back. Or 6-1 senior Dylan Booth. Dylan Booth looking to inbound. And he does so to the far side corner. Grabbed by Ben Walsh. Here's shot for the corner up in the air. Knocked down Ben Walsh. Here's Shadyside, a 2-0 advantage.
Boy, nice little one dribble to the right. Stop and pop for Ben Walsh.
Highland with it going from left to right. Alex Miller into the front court. His pass out top.
Grab far side by Wingard. Back to Miller. Inside. Nice look. Over to Logan Hershberger, who banks it up. No good, though. Knocked out top to Deltweather. On the right wing, Alex Miller. His three-pointer is going to be off the mark. Rebound going to be corralled inside. This time picked up by Dylan Booth. Shitty side basketball. They have a 2-0 lead. Here's Ben Wash across midcourt, 5'11", senior guard. Back to the corner. Three-pointer by Sutton up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound chased down by Nick Wigdon. Highland ball. Alex Miller to the front court. Back in the corner. Drive by Winger to the baseline. His layup off the glass and good. That'll tie it up.
Boy, good solid penetration by Sam Wagner. Nice little finish.
Tigers basketball. 6:45 to play first quarter from Buckeye Trail. Ben Wash dribbles it across midcourt. And he'll be bumped and fouled by Logan Hershberger. That'll be the first team foul in the Hawks.
I mean, that's good on ball defense right now. No harm, no foul on this right here. Still put that pressure on him, see if he can't make him turn it over.
That side court inbounded to the backcourt area. Grabbed by Wash again. Again, working against Logan Hershberger. He'll take it across the half-court line. On the left point pass, left wing goes to Stoudemire. Out top now to Colton Gerby. Gerby to the foul line, to the baseline. Her order going to be blocked by Nick Wigan. Also a charge to be taken by Alex Miller inside.
I mean, those are the little things that you need to do to be successful. You got to sacrifice your body and take those charges.
No doubt. First team foul on Shady's side. Call that a Colton Gerby with the charge. Stay tuned tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLM, brought to you by Yoder Lumber Company. Hawks with the basketball tied up at two apiece. Alex Miller's bounce pass goes to Sam Winger now top. Back to Miller on the right wing. Dribbles it. Left point pass goes to Detweiler. Dribbles it to the foul line, to the lane. His shot left hand going to be off the glass and good.
Boy, just fantastic move by Sammy. Way to finish with his weak hand, the left hand.
His first two, 4-2 Hawks, their first lead. Shitty side basketball across midcourt. Again, Wash dribbles it high on the left side. Now with it on the first end, here's the handoff. Drive by Wash to the foul line, backs it up at the top. Three-pointer by Wash up in the air, going to be no good. Rebound corralled by Sammy Detweiler. Highland ball. Detweiler out top to the foul line. To the lane. His shot up in the air going to be no good, but he draws a foul. Seeming Detweiler attacking that basket.
That's true, and this is the pace that Highland likes. Highland wants. So just keep tacking, put the pressure on Shadyside's defense.
Second team foul on Shadyside. That's the first personal foul called on Nathan Booth. Seeming Detweiler's at the foul line. 6'1 senior, averaging 16 a game and 4 rebounds per contest during the first two tournament games. He's 79% free throw shooter, and that one's nothing but net. 3-point Sammy Detweiler. After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Bunnies Player of the Game. Six Bunnies, your one-stop shop for all things custom apparel. Stay up to date with their latest offerings on Facebook and Instagram and shop online at sixbunnies.com. Second free throw up in the air. That's going to be good. Got the bounce. 4 points for Detweiler. 6-2 Highland. Now on a 6-0 run. Tigers basketball. Light full court pressure. On now by the Hawks. Across midcourt, the dribble now to the right corner. Grabbed by Walsh. Goes out top of it. The pass to Stoudemire. Center circle. Received by Kyle Tesoris. Dribbles the left wing. Back in the corner now. Dribble by Bell to the foul. I put close. Almost to steal now. Going to call what? An offensive foul.
Offensive foul. Use that left arm to try to create some space. I'll tell you what, that's what that pressure defense gets you. They're actually starting their offense clear out almost at the volleyball line.
First personal foul on Bell, and the third team foul on City side also gets their third turnover. Highland ball. Here's Detweiler to the foul line. Left wing goes to Wigdon. His three-pointers up there are going to be knocked down. Nick Wigdon. Got to go from deep. Highland now at 9 to advantage on a 9-0 run.
This is the start that Mark was hoping for.
Thesaurus dribbles it right on the foul circle. Picks it up. In traffic. Gets the handoff down. Deflected. Now grabbed by Ben Wash at center circle. Dribbles it now to the left point. Picks it up. On the right wing, grab on the far side by Booth. Back in the corner now to Stoudemire. Holds on to it, dribbles it to the baseline, cut off. Cross-court pass goes to Wash. Wash spins around, looking, lobs it back out top. Drive by Stoudemire, back in the corner now. Now Wash to the baseline. Reverse layup, going to be no good by Wash. Block, keeps down on the rebound by Andrew Miller, and Andrew Weaver. And on the other end, a drive to the baseline, a blocking foul on the drive by Wingard. Call that blocking foul on Luke Bell. And Bell has a second 14 foul on Shadyside.
Well, I'll tell you what, Highland's just attacking the hoop, and that's what they need to do, get those straight line drives in there.
It's working well for them. 9-2 Hawks since Shadyside led 2-0. And Zeke Boniker in now for Sam Wingard for Highland. And now a timeout for Shadyside. 4.5 to play first quarter. Highland a 7-point lead. This is district semifinal basketball on WKLM.
Fiker Concrete, located on County Road 189 between Benton and Holmesville, specializes in ready-mix concrete and state-approved limestone, sand, and gravel. All mixed styles are available, and you can count on fast, dependable delivery and competitive prices. Fikert Concrete has served homes and surrounding counties for over 75 years. Call Fikert Concrete today for all your concrete needs at 674-0038. Remember, for quality concrete, it's Fikert Concrete.
Hawks have the basketball out of the timeout and a 7-point advantage right now in the midst of a 9-0 run. Alex Miller to inbound. Into the corner, grabbed by Andrew Weaver. He'll find Nick Wigdon now top. The handoff to Detweiler. Dribbles the top of the key. Left corner goes to Wigdon. His three-pointers up in the air going to be good again.
Nick's feeling it right now. 2 for 2 from behind the arc.
12-2 Hawks in a 12-0 run. Tigers basketball to the front court. Here's to Soros. Dribbles it to the corner. Takes it out top. Bounce pass inside goes to Ben Wash. His layup is going to be good.
But that's another good backdoor cut by Ben Wash. Highland was not ready for that one.
Hawks basketball. That snapped a 12-0 run for the Hawks. They lead at 12-4. 4 minutes to play in the first. Highland basketball. Here's Wigdon again for a three-pointer for the quarter. Going to be off the mark that time. Bounces out of bounds, and it will be shady side basketball.
You know, 2 for 2. Nick deserved to have that one right there. You know, it sometimes when you feel that, you know, basket looks like it's about 6 foot around, so hopefully that was it. But he's a good shooter. He's going to keep on shooting. I'll guarantee you.
Got to keep giving to him. No doubt about it. Focal pressure is on by the Hawks. Inbounded by Tesoros, grabbed into the backcourt by Wash. He'll dribble against Hershberger across midcourt. Wash to the left wing, spins around high on the left side. Cross-court pass received by Sotomayor. His pass is undeflected away, and there's the steal. Chased down by Detweiler, the fourth turnover on shady side. Detweiler to the front court for the Hawks. Three-pointer top of the key by Detweiler is going to be no good. Rebound slapped around, chased down by Todd Sotomayor. Dribbles it for shady side across midcourt to the foul line. Kicks it out top. The source, drive, lane. Back in the corner, Stoudemire. His three-pointer is going to be knocked down.
Well, they have some shooters up there, and Stoudemire's one of those.
His first points of the game, 12-7 Hawks. Now on a 5-0 shitty side run. 3:15 to play in the first. Detweiler out top. On the left wing, grabbed by Caleb Mishler. On the right point, back to Hershberger. Right wing, back to Detweiler, to the baseline. His shot up going to be blocked, but he was being fouled. Hacked to the arm and a hard foul on the source. 15th foul on shooting side already.
I tell you, Sammy's just got that knack of being able to draw contact when he goes up and going to the free throw line for two more free throws.
Something to be said for that for sure. And Detweiler again back at the foul line, knocked down two free throws earlier in this first quarter of play. Don't let your home be without power. Call Holmesdale Electric, your local Generac automatic standby generator dealer. Holmesdale Electric has factory-certified technicians and carries a full line of parts and service kits for all your Generac needs. Call 330-279-4522. Detweiler nailed the first free throw. Second free throw is up in the air. That's going to be good as well. Knocked down by the 6'1 senior. 14-7 Hawks, and Detweiler has 6 points. Tigers basketball. Here's Tesoros to the front court on the right wing. Dribbles it out top. Gets the hand on that. Stoudemire. Top of the key. 3-pointer by Stoudemire up in the air. Going to be knocked down again. Back-to-back threes by Todd Stoudemire.
Well, he's 2 for 3 from behind the arc.
He has 6. Highland a 14-10 lead in the basketball. 2:45 to play in the first. Here's the pass out top. Hershberger. Right wing to Detweiler. To the foul line. Kicks the left wing back to Alex Miller. Miller dribbles it. Poke loose. Rolls out of bounds. It'll be off of shady side. Highland will keep the basketball.
Yeah, very active hands by shady side. They actually can play some pretty good defense themselves.
And Zeke Boddicker out. Sam Wingert is back in for the Hawks. Highland to inbound. Beneath through a backboard. They have a 4-point lead. Miller's inbound pass to Hershberger to the corner. Dribbles it out top. Pass right wing. Detweiler. His three-pointer is going to be knocked down.
There we go. That's what Sammy needed to start hitting those outside shots.
His first three-pointer. And we got a 17-10 lead for the Hawks. Shady side basketball to source. Dribbles it across the midcourt line. To the corner to the Stoudemire. Back out top in the hands now of Kyle Tesoros. Hands it back off behind him to Kyle Tesoros. Dribbles the left wing. Now to the corner. Spins around in traffic. On the left wing, back in the hands of Colton Gorby. Gorby poke loose. Grabs it. Looking. Lobs it out top. Chased back down by Ben Wash. At center circle. Wash to the left wing. Out of the corner, gets the handoff. Stoudemire to the foul line, to the lane. Floater up in the air, being knocked down by Todd Stoudemire.
Boy, Stoudemire, nice looking guard. He can shoot it from the outside or take it to the hoop and finish that way as well.
8 straight for him, 17-12 Highland. They hand the ball. Into the corner goes to Mishler. His three-pointer's up in the air. That's going to be in and out. No good. Rebound goes to Tesoros. Tigers basketball trailing by 5. Ben Wash, pass to the front court to Tesoros on the right wing. 1.5 to play first quarter. Shitty's high with him. The source out top. Gets the handoff over to Ben Wash. Dribbles the top of the key. Now left wing the source. Jam step. The source puts it on the floor. Pass inside. Goes to Stoudemire. He'll make it up and in.
Well, somehow Stoudemire's getting open.
17-14. Highland with the lead by three now. Stoudemire has 10 first quarter points. Highland ball. Detweiler's pass out top to Hershberger. Dribbles the foul circle. Right wing to Sam Winger. Winger dribbles it out top. Drive, lane, into the corner goes to Hershberger. His three-pointers up there are going to be no good. Rebound grabbed off the bounce by Ben Wash. Tigers basketball, 50 seconds in counting, first quarter. Wash across the half-court line to the foul line to the lane. Crashes in there, shut up, no good. Rebound will be grabbed by Alex Miller. Highland ball, Miller to the front court. To the foul line, to the lane. Shot left hand off the glass is no good. Rebound by Wingard. Al Tom Detweiler, that three-pointer is going to be knocked down. Sammy Detweiler gives Highland a 20-14 advantage. Tigers with it, 25 seconds to go in the first. In the backcourt to Soros. Now dribbles it across midcourt against Mischler. 19 seconds. The handoff goes to Ben Wash. 15 seconds. Left wing to Soros. His three-pointer is going to be off the mark. Rebound goes out of bounds, and Highland will have it with 11.7 seconds to go. Nick Wigden checking back in, and Caleb Mischler will have a seat. Also in, going to be for the Hawks, Caleb Yoder, 5'11 sophomore, replacing Alex Miller. Inbounded to Sammy Detweiler. 10 seconds and counting, first quarter. Hawks with it, Detweiler out top. 7 seconds. Left wing now, Detweiler with the basketball to the foul line. 15-footer by Detweiler up in the air, going to be no good. Rebound snapped around, goes out of bounds, and that'll do it for the first quarter of action. After one in boys Division 4 district semifinal basketball, it's Highland 20 and Shadyside 14. Back after this on WKLM.
It's time to clear out the old, and you can get a great deal now. With new models arriving daily, Millersburg Electric must make room. Get big savings on over 50 closeout and floor display models. Gas and electric ranges, laundry products, refrigerators, dishwashers, and much more. From all the popular brands, including GE, Cafe, Frigidaire, and more. Don't delay as the inventory goes down each day. So hurry in for big savings. Millersburg Electric on State Route 83 South in Millersburg. Or 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com.
When it comes to service, nobody cares more than Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and I'm proud to say that we have state-of-the-art equipment and factory-trained technicians working on your vehicle when you visit. And we also offer a variety of preventative maintenance programs designed to greatly reduce the cost of your service visits. We are competitive, convenient, and we care. So the next time you need your vehicle service, stop by and see us at Village Motors in Millersburg.
First quarter numbers courtesy of Don Hall, where Highland was 4 for 9 on three-point tries, 44%. Shadyside 2 of 5 for 40% shooting. Highland 2 for 5 from two-point range for 40%. Shadyside 4 for 6 for 67%. Highland 4 for 4 for the foul line. Shadyside did not attempt the foul shot in that first quarter. Highland ball to begin the second quarter. Here's Caleb Yoder. C.G. Yoder's pass right wing to Wigden. Wigden's three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Stoudemire, and Shadyside has the basketball. Hawks that rebound to the Tigers 7-6 in that first quarter. Four turnovers for Shadyside, one for Highland in that first quarter of action. Shadyside basketball on the right wing to Ben Wash. Dribbles it out top, deflected, chased back down near the midcourt. Takes it left wing, double team. Pass to the corner, grabbed now by Tesoros. Now dribbles the left wing to the foul line. Poke loose to the right wing. Picked up now by Colton Gorby. Inside goes to Ben Wash. Double team. Along that right block. His shot blocked. Rebound pulled down by Sam Wingard. Highland ball. Miller's pass goes to Detweiler. His layup is going to be good.
That's a way to get out and pass the ball in for Highland.
Detweiler has 14 first half points. The Hawks have a 22-14 lead. Tigers basketball to source to the front court. The handoff goes to Ben Wash. Al Top received now by Dylan Booth. Dribbles the left point. On the left corner now, the Stoudemire, his three-pointers up in the air. Going to be knocked down again. Stoudemire on fire in the first half.
I tell you what, the kid's 3-for-4 from behind the arc and 2-for-2 from two-point.
He's keeping this team in the game. 13 points for Stoudemire. Highland basketball, 22-17 advantage. Al Top goes to Wingard. Dribbles it to the foul line, to the lane. Right side goes to Alex Miller. Drive, lane, layup by Miller. He'll roll up and in, Alex Miller.
Boy, beautiful looking, nice little layup, finger roll.
His first two of the game, and now 24-17 Hawks advantage. Shadyside basketball, 6:20 to play in the half. The source to the left wing. backs it to the foul line. Kicks it right corner, goes to Booth. Booth to the baseline, dumps it inside, deflected in the steal. Fifth turnover for Shadyside. Long pass to the front court goes to C.J. Yoder. He'll corral it. Now to Wigton to the baseline. His layup off the glass and good.
Boy, just nice penetration by Nick Wigton. Really low dribble. Real strong with his dribble.
He has 8 points, 26-17 Hawks. 6 minutes to play. First half, Shadyside has it. The source outs up. Dribbles the right wing. Now to the corner. Spins around. Looking. And pass chased down by Stoudemire high on the right side. He'll pick up his dribble. Now the handoff. Grabbed by Ben Wash. Lobs it to the corner and stolen away, but a whistle is blown. And it'd be a whistle and a foul apparently called on Highland. Is that the case? Almost had that steal. Then the whistle came late. Called out on Alex Miller, his first and first team foul on the Hawks. So Tigers will keep it. 5.5 to play, second quarter. It'll be the source to inbound. Nobody open. Nobody open. Finally pass into the Stoudemire's hands on the right side. Back to the Thesaurus in the corner. Guarded by Mishler in the game now. The Thesaurus backs it up to the baseline. Spins around. Backs up to the opposite corner now. His pass received now by Stoudemire. Dribbles it out top. Cross-court pass. Chased down and corralled by Nathan Booth. Back out top to Ben Wash. Wash jab step. Dribbles it. Pass deflected. Stolen away by Nick Wigton. Sixth turnover on Shadyside. Highland ball. Alex Miller out top. To the corner. Grabbed by C.J. Yoder. Out top to Mishler. On the right wing back to Sam Winger. Winger to the foul line. To the lane. Spins around. Lost it and gets called for traveling. Highland will have their second turnover. Good defense this time of the Tigers.
That was real good defense. Nice little penetration in and spin, but Shadyside was ready for that spin.
Stay tuned tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you by Yoder Lumber Company. Blaze DeMoles reporting on the area tournament scores for you all the way until midnight. Shadyside basketball. It'll be Thesaurus working against Mishler. He'll take it across midcourt. Now to the corner. Thesaurus still with it on the left wing. Picks it up. Spins around looking. Now bounce pass received by Booth in the corner. Whips it out top. Through the hands of Stoudemire. He'll track it back down. He's double-teamed, crossover to the foul line. Back to the corner, three-pointer up the air by Booth is going to be knocked down. Nathan Booth, the left-hander, pulls it from deep.
I'll tell you what, I don't know if they were expecting that, but nice-looking shot by Mr. Booth.
His first points of the game, 26-20 Hawks. 4:20 to play in the half. Detweiler dribbles it to the right side. His pass to Winger, back to Detweiler, has it out top. Detweiler lobs it left wing. Wigton dribbles it to the baseline. Wrap-around, pat out stop, goes to Detweiler. Far corner to the Mishler. Mishler to the baseline. His shot off the glass going to be no good. Rebound corralled by Ben Wash. Shadyside ball. Wash to the front court. To the foul line. Spins around. Head fake. Cross court pass to the corner. Graham now on the far side. To Luke Bell. To Stoudemire. Back over to the far end to Nathan Booth. Who up and out top back to Ben Wash. 3:45 to play in the half. Wash to the right wing. Pass deflected high in the air and grabbed on the steal by Sam Winger. Seventh turnover to the front court. Wide open. Wigton, his layup was going to be good.
Well, I'll tell you what, Highland is definitely, I don't know if they're really truly leaking somebody out, but they're sending somebody down, and Highland is finding them.
Getting there in a hurry. 10 points for Wigton. Timeout called. 3.5 to play in the second quarter. Highland up 28-20. This is District Semifinal Basketball on WKLM.
Denko Marketing of Millersburg reminds you that a properly working and maintained garage door is critical to safety. Door springs, bottom brackets, cables, and supports are under extreme tension and can cause serious injury if dealt with improperly. That's why your local garage door dealer is the one to trust. His professional expertise keeps your garage door working as it should and put the job in the right hands. A safety and service tip from Denko Marketing of Millersburg, where the business at hand is the business of home.
Simply pull in, remain in your vehicle, let the experienced crew provide a quality, convenient oil change with no appointment needed at Southside Quick Lube on State Route 83 in Millersburg. It'll be Shadyside basketball out of the timeout, inbounded and grabbed by Dylan Booth. Now to Kyle Thesaurus. Shadyside ball down by 8. Thesaurus to the front court, guarded by Mishler. Spins around to the foul line, out top to Stoudemire. Dribbles it to the foul line. His 50 footers up in the air going to be good. He got the bounce. Todd Stoudemire.
That guy is on fire tonight.
15 points in the half. Highland a 6-point lead, though. Detweiler's pass out top goes over to Wigton. Wigton, head fake, step in and shot up in the air. No good. Rebound now grabbed by Dylan Booth. Tigers basketball. They trail it by six. The source to the left wing. Gets the handoff now. Over to Luke Bell. Back to the source in the corner. Dribbles the left wing. Working against Mishler again. The source. Dribbles it. Back in the corner now. Three-pointer by Stoudemire. Partially blocked that time. Rebound grabbed by Wigdom. Good closeout defense that time around. Here's Detweiler to the front court. To the corner. Here's Mishler for a three-pointer. It's going to be off the mark. Rebound grabbed by Dylan Booth. Tigers ball. 2.5 to go in the second quarter. The source across midcourt. Takes it right wing. Pass to the corner. Stoudemire back to the source on the right block. Backs it in. The source. Stolen away by Wigdon. Fell out of bounds, though. So Hawks, a bad break that time. Got the steal, but couldn't quite keep it in bounds.
Well, that's just good hustle by Nick Wigdon to try to get that ball and keep it in bounds.
Good help defense. Instead, the Tigers will inbound it beneath their own backboard. 28-22 Highland. 2:14 to play in the half. Tesoros looking. Nobody open. Gets a pass off out top. Trying to chase it down. And not able to get to it. Goes out of bounds. And just great tonight defense by Highland again.
Well, those, I don't know. I'm sure Coach Slayball, but they used to have a goal beginning the season. Try to get like a 5-second count or some X charges. And this is second game in a row that they've had a 5-second count that I've seen.
Yeah, we're seeing it. Eighth turnover on the Tigers. And it'll be Highland basketball. After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Bunnies player of the game. Known for their super soft style, Six Bunnies can outfit your entire family for any sporting event. Hawks basketball. Right wing goes to Alex Miller. Inside to Nick Wigdom. Backs it in. His fadeaway jumper up in the air. Knocked down by Nick Wigdom.
Boy, you can tell Nick's practiced that shot many times.
No doubt. He has 12 points. Six of those in the quarter. 30-22 Hawks. Shady side basketball goes to the corner now. To Booth. Whips it back high on the right side to Thesaurus. Guarded tightly by Logan Hershberger. Takes it, spins around out top. The source looking, lobs it out of bounds. Another turnover. And Don, what do you see what Highland's doing defensively this first half?
They're making Shadyside pick up the ball before they're ready to. But once they pick the ball up, they're putting their back to the basket and they can't see anything except for the half court and Highland's basket. So it's causing all kinds of fits for Shadyside.
It's added up to 9 turnovers so far and the Hawks have it. 1.5 to play, second quarter. Highland ball and an 8-point lead. Alex Miller, pass right wing Hershberger. Back to Miller, dribbles it to the corner now. Miller. Back to the right wing, out top Hershberger. Left wing, Detweiler. Dribbles it to the foul line. Backs it up. Three-pointer up in the air by Detweiler. Going to be in and out and no good. Rebound, corralled on the floor. Move after by Wingard. Goes out of bounds, though. And what? What's the call going to be? It's going to be Shady Side basketball.
Team rebound for Shady Side. Tell you what, that's just fantastic, Hustle. You got to love that.
Love the effort, no doubt. Hershberger is out. In is Andrew Weaver. Inbounded grab by Ben Wash. Guarded by Weaver in the backcourt. Wash dribbles it across midcourt. And he'll be bumped and fouled by Weaver. And that'll be the second team foul Highland. Weaver has his first.
But that's still not a bad foul. Not a bad foul at all. Just good pressure. And tell you what, it's not really great pressure where Highland's going to come and run and jump full court. They're just putting token pressure. Make you work to bring the ball down the court.
Not making it easy on him. It'll be Luke Bell to inbound at side court. The 6-foot senior guard inbounds it to Ben Wash. Again, guarded by Weaver. Wash dribbles into the front court on the left wing. Back to the corner now. Three-pointer player by Luke Bell. Going to be knocked down. Luke Bell from deep.
Well, he's another one of those good shooters. That was just his first shot attempt tonight.
30-25 Highland. They had the ball. Under a minute to play in the first half. Detweiler's pass left wing. Grabbed by Andrew Weaver. On the right wing. Back to Alex Miller. Drive to the lane. Miller's layup off the glass. No good. Rebound put back. No good by Sam Wingard. Rebound now. Grabbed by Wash. Tigers basketball. They're trailing by 5 to the quarter now. Grabbed by Dylan Nathan Booth. Goes back out top of the pass to Luke Bell. 30 seconds. Down to the corner. Grabbed by Dylan Booth. Dribbles it out top. Inside the Wash. In traffic. Is shut up in the air. Going to be knocked down.
Tell you what. Shady Side is starting to find a little bit of a groove out there.
Wash has 6 and now a 3-point ball game. 15 seconds to go in the half. Highland looking for that final shot. Alex Miller out top. Down to 10 seconds. He'll find Sam Winger. 6 seconds. Alex Miller's pass out top. Goes Detweiler. Detweiler left wing. Head fake. Now a 3-pointer up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound. We're grabbed by Winger to close out the first half. Halftime score. And boys Division 4 district semifinal basketball from Buckeye Trail at Highland 30 and Shadyside 27. Back around the recap the first half for you on WKLM.
Stop in all this week for these great savings at Rody's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rody. We have boneless, skinless chicken breast, $3.98 a pound, boneless beef top round roast, $3.98 a pound, and boneless beef top round steaks, $4.18 a pound. We also have 31 to 40 count cooked cocktail shrimp, $15.99, 16 ounce frozen sea bass salmon fillets, $5.99, white seedless grapes for $1.98 a pound, and no waste broccoli crowns for 79 cents a pound. That's now through Sunday at Rody's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Great products with local companies in shorter lead times. That's what you're getting when you buy your products at MRB Siding Supply. Most siding manufacturers are owned by large corporations, which means more hoops to jump through that bogs down the process. With all of the Provia products that they offer, MRB Siding Supply has a direct connection with a local company with awesome siding, windows, and doors, giving you what you need when you need it. Support local at MRB Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg or on the web at MRBsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRB Siding Supply.
Hi, my name is Jason Fetters, a lumber tallier for Yoder Lumber. Here at Yoder Lumber, we produce the highest quality kiln-dried Appalachian hardwoods in the region. We have a wide variety of thicknesses, grades, and color sorts with the ability to surface, rip, sand, and mold. Please contact us for all your hardwood needs at 330-674-1435 or visit our website to learn more at yoderlumber.com.
Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on U.S. 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 359-5421 or in Berlin at 674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center in Winesburg and Berlin.
Have you experienced the difference of hometown independent pharmacy lately? If not, now is the perfect time to start. Premier Pharmacy inside Rody's IGA is now open and accepting new patients. This is Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacies in Berlin and Millersburg, inviting you to come experience the Premier Pharmacy difference. We want to be your teammate as you navigate the complex world of healthcare, offering you consistent, fast service and always being available to answer whatever questions you may have. Call us or stop in today. We will transfer all your active prescriptions from your current pharmacy so you don't have to worry about a thing. That's why we are Premier Pharmacy, your hometown independent pharmacy.
Everyone knows that Millersburg Tire Service sells a lot of farm tires like BKT, Seat, Firestone, Michelin, Titan, Galaxy, D-Stone, and Alliance. Hi, this is Brad Smucker from Millersburg Tire Service, and we also sold over 10,000 heavy-duty truck tires last year in 29 different brands. We can mount them in our truck bay, or we can drop them off. If it runs on tires, Millersburg Tire Service has it, or we can get it from the many suppliers that we have available. Plus, we sell tires in Ohio and all the surrounding states. When you want the best, call Millersburg Tire Service at 330-674-1085 and talk to one of our knowledgeable sales staff, celebrating our 70th year in the tire business.
It is halftime in Boys Division 3. District semifinal basketball from Buckeye Trail was an entertaining first half, and Highland has a 30-27 halftime advantage. Highland at one point went on a 12-0 run in the first quarter. They led 12-2, but Shadyside, they would come back. Highland did have a 20-14 lead after one, but Shadyside outscored Highland 13-10 in the second quarter. Now Highland has the three-point lead at halftime, 30-27 over Shadyside. Leading the way individually for the Hawks, two players in double figures, and that was Sammy Detweiler and Nick Wigden. Detweiler in the first half, 2 of 5 on three-point tries, 2 for 3 from two-point range, and 4 for 4 from the charity stripe. Detweiler had 14 first-half points. Also, Nick Wigden in that first half, he would end up going 2 for 4 from beyond the arc, 3 for 4 from two-point range. Wigden had 12 points in the first half, and also 2 points apiece for Alex Miller and Sam Wingard, rounding out the Highland total of 30. For Shadyside, they had one player in double figures. That was Todd Stoudemire, who led all scores. Stoudemire, 3 of 5 from downtown, 3 for 3 from two-point range. Stoudemire had 15 first-half points. Also, a 6-point score by Ben Wash, and 3 apiece for Luke Bell and Nathan Booth, running out the scoring of 27 for the Tigers. Halftime score, Highland 30, Shadyside 27. Now for the first-half team numbers, here's Don Hall.
Thank you very much, Matt. Behind the arc, Highland 4-13 for 31%. Shadyside 5 of 9 for 56%. 2-point field goals. Highland, 7 of 14 for 50%. Shadyside, 6 of 9 for 67%. From the free throw line, Highland perfect 4-4. Shadyside has yet to attempt a foul shot. Total rebounds, Shadyside is winning that one, 12 to a Highland's 11. Total turnovers, Shadyside with 9, Highland with 2.
Individual rebounding leaders for Highland, Sam Wingern had 4 rebounds, 3 at the offensive end. And on the other end for Shadyside, it was Dylan Booth who had 3 rebounds, also 3 boards for Ben Wash. Halftime score, Highland has a 30-27 lead, and done a really entertaining first half.
Very, very entertaining first half. Lights out shooting by Shadyside, shooting 56% from 3-point line and 67% from 2-point field goals, and haven't even attempted a free throw, but they're doing what they got to do to hang right now, especially with the 9 turnovers and the pressure that Highland's giving them. But you and I were just talking a little bit off air. I just wonder if they're going to be able to hold this in the second half with the pressure that Highland's putting on. Highland's subbing a little bit more freely than what Shadyside is, so Highland's legs are a little bit fresher. We'll see if Shadyside's maybe percentage starts to drop a little bit once their legs get a little tired.
Absolutely. We'll see what happens here. Also, halftime score, Monroe Central has a 32-14 lead over the Bishop Rosecrans. Of course, the winner of this game will play the winner of that game in Friday's district championship matchup. Halftime score, Highland 30 and Shadyside 27. Back with the second half after this on WKLM.
Meltway Paving Company is a well-known asphalt paving contractor for homes and surrounding counties since 1964, specializing in asphalt paving, chip and seal, and seal coating. For your next paving project, call Meltway Paving at 330-279-9000. Meltway Paving is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
Are you having ongoing issues with your flat or low slope roof? MEB Systems of Sugar Creek specializes in flat or low slope roofs and has been serving the community and beyond since 1977. Whether it's tracking down or resolving a persistent leak, you are in need of a complete roof replacement, or you have a new build, MEB Systems will strive to find the best solution for you. They believe if a job is worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems Incorporated today at 330-852-4333 and visit them online at MEBSystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all Holmes County athletes a safe and healthy season.
At Mack Oil Field Service, they offer specialized trucking, water hauling, dirt work, and general oil field service in New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. They have the equipment and manpower to tackle any task handed to them. The future lies in the hands of our youth, and Mack Oil Field Service is proud to support them. Call Mack Oil Field Service for all your oil field needs at 330-674-7371. That's 330-674-7371.
Huddle up, business owners. When it's about the safety and security of your business, Wayne Door is your playbook for success. Score big with Wayne Door. From access control systems to camera installations and gate operators, they're in the business of keeping your turf locked down. Wayne Door offers unbeatable sales support, seamless installation, and game-changing service. Visit them at WayneDoor.com and let them help safeguard your business. Wayne Door, the people you can trust since 1973.
Hi, this is Moe's Beach, and I'm an independent representative of Beamer Group. Find out more about the new Beamer Premium Evo Set, which offers a complete package for optimal health. With 16 flexible coils, it can increase efficiency and ensure perfect distribution of the proven Beamer signal throughout your body. Learn more about the FDA-cleared Class 2 medical device and experience an 8-minute session. Call Moe's at 330-231-8010 for a Beamer consultation, or log on to alife.beamergroup.com. That's alife.beamergroup.com.
If you're looking for a creative, innovative, and affordable experience in home building, then look no further than Fingerprint Homes. At Fingerprint Homes, we've reinvented the home building experience using a technology-driven six-step process that's backed by personalized customer service at every step of the way. Check out our interactive website at www.fingerprinthomes.com or call today to schedule your appointment at 330-234-9004. At Fingerprint Homes, we're more than builders. We're your partners.
And tonight's game is being video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of the Claxon Communication Team. Judd Boone producing tonight's live stream coverage. Natalie Holbrook is working the cameras. Go to YouTube and search WKLM Radio to find the live stream coverage for tonight's game. We're also on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Blaze the Mullins back at WKLM Sports Central. Shadyside basketball to begin the second half, going from left to right. Pass by Wash goes cross court to Nathan Booth, high on the left side. Dribbles it out top. Pass right of the foul line goes to Colton Gerby. Backs it in, gets it out top to Nathan Booth. His three-pointer going to be knocked down, and we're all tied up at 30.
Boy, two for two from behind the arc for Nathan Booth. Shadyside still continues that torch shooting.
Second tie of the game. Highland has the basketball going right to left of it in the second half. Wigdon on the right wing. Out top goes to Detweiler. Dribbles it out top. Left wing Wigdon. Drive. Lane. His shot in traffic. Off the glass. A good Nick Wigdon. Wigdon has 14. Highland back to a two-point lead. 32-30. Tigers basketball. Here's Wash to the front court. On the right wing. Out top. Three-pointer for the year. Going to be no good on that shot by Stoudemire. Knocked into bounds, though, off of Highland's hands, and Shadyside will keep the basketball. And a windbound is going to be Dylan Booth. 6'1 senior guard. Booth looking. Nobody open again. Finally gets a pass off in the backcourt, received by Tesoros. He'll dribble it to the front court on the right wing. Gets the handoff down. Grabbed near side by Ben Wash. Three-point Wash up there. You're going to be no good, but he was fouled. Hand in the arm by Logan Hershberger. And I believe this will be three free throws.
This will be the first free throws attempted tonight from Shadyside.
Second personal foul on Hershberger. Of course, first team foul on Highland in this quarter.
I think we have two.
Trying to correct that score, I think. Because it was a two-point basket that went in. And now the shot is up, going to be good. Completes the three-point play. And now give his team the lead, Shadyside, on that buck, on the and one, on the shot by Ben Wash. He has 9 points. Highland basketball down 33-32 to the quarter to Nick Wigdon. Back out top to Hershberger, left wing now to Alex Miller. Miller holds on to it. Shovels it out top down to Hershberger to the right corner. Wigdon to the baseline. Under the bucket. Left corner pass to Detweiler. Back out top. Alex Miller for a three-pointer. That's going to be off the mark. Rebound grabbed by Nathan Booth. Shadyside basketball. They have a one-point lead. 33-32. Wash to the corner. Now to the baseline. His shot off the glass is no good. Rebound to the floor. Grabbed by Wigdon. Highland ball. Alex Miller to the front court. To the foul line. To the lane. His layup off the glass and good.
Well, that's just the way to go coast to coast, Alex.
He has 4 points. Highland back in the lead. 34-33. Shadyside basketball. The handoff. Deflected. Stolen away by Detweiler. To the bucket. His layup off the glass is going to be no good, but he'll be fouled. See me? Detweiler will steal. And now to the foul line to shoot two.
I mean, that's what you need from your senior to come out and make a play like that, especially when, you know, it's a one-point difference.
Drive and shake charge. The first personal on Stoudemire. Shadyside has 10 turnovers from the game. First team foul in the quarter on Shadyside. Detweiler has 14 points. Two lead changes so far in this third quarter. That free throw is knocked down. After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Bunnies Player of the Game, offering design styles in both traditional and glitter. You'll never have to worry about looking good on game day. Stay up to date with their latest offerings on Facebook and Instagram and shop online at SixBunnies.com. Second free throw by Detweiler. That's up. That's going to be good as well. He has 16. Highland a 36-33 lead. Pressure on. Grabbed into the backcourt by Ben Wash as the pressure backs off. Wash working against Detweiler across midcourt. Shadyside with the basketball, down by three. Tesoros dribbles it to the right wing, now to the foul line. Takes the right side, goes over to Dylan Booth, back out top to Nathan Booth, inside to Ben Wash. He'll back it up out top. Wash, crossover out top. On the left wing goes to Luke Bell. Back to Wash. Wash dribbles it to the baseline. Favorite jumper by Wash, high in the air, missed everything. Rebound put back by Dylan Booth, going to be good. Dylan Booth has his first two of the game, and now a one-point ball game again. Highland up 36-35 in the basketball. Here's Detweiler. Dribbles it to the top, thinking to the foul line. Right quarter to Alex Miller. That three-pointer's going to be knocked down. Alex Miller.
Boy, Alex needed that one. One for three behind the arc now.
He has 7 points, and he steals it away. Alex Miller. to the corner to Mishler, but an offensive foul call. Miller called for the charge as he ran into Ben Runo. Is it going to be a blocking foul? It is going to be a charge. Wash drew the charge, and Miller has his second personal foul. 39-35 Highland, 5:08 to play third quarter. Tigers basketball gets the Highland full court pressure. Stoudemire to inbound, does so to Ben Wash. He'll find Thesaurus to the front court. Dribbles the left wing, now drive to the lane, backs it up. Thesaurus shot up, going to be partially blocked, but lays it in.
Well, I don't know how that went in, but it wins. Goes in, it's 2 points.
He made it happen, his first two of the game, 39-37 Highland. Drive by Wigdon, shot in traffic by Wigdon, up in the air, and he'll knock it down. Nick Wigdon now has 16. 41-37 Highland. Tigers basketball, 4:40 to play in the third. Wash to the front court, crossover right wing. Dribbles it out top. Wash, pass left wing, goes to the source. Now to the baseline. Backs it up against Mishler. Pass inside, received it by Dylan Booth. Back to the corner now. Booth shovels it out top to Wash. Wash, right wing, to the foul line. Takes the left wing back to Booth. Back out top to Todd Steinmeier. Back out top to Wash now. Wash holds onto it. Dribbles it. Down to the baseline, under the basket. Comes to the inside, goes to Nathan Booth. Out top, three-pointer by Stoudemire. Going to be no good. Rebound goes to Caleb Mishler. Highland ball, they have a four-point lead. Midway point of the third quarter. Wigdon's pass, left wing to Mishler. Out top, Wigdon to the foul line. To the lane, Wigdon, outbound shot, off the glass. No good. Rebound grabbed by Kyle Thesaurus. Wash has it for the Tigers. To the corner now to Nathan Booth. Back to Wash on the right wing. Wash dribbles it. Now to the foul line, to the lane. He'll be bumped in. A foul's going to be called. Blocking foul inside will be slapped on Mishler.
Well, I tell you what, Wash is a nice little crafty point guard. He's got a good hesitation. He's strong with the ball, and he's going to go to the line now. Currently 1-1.
And first personal foul on Sammy Detweiler. Ben Wash, 5'11 senior. He has 9 points so far this evening. Yoder Family Roofing and Spouting, serving you for the past 25 years, located in Millersburg and serving the surrounding areas. Call or text 330-695-3000 for your roofing and spouting needs. First free throw is knocked down by Ben Wash. He'll have one more to go. He has 4 points in the quarter and 10 for the ballgame. Second free throw by the senior guard. That is up, and it's going to be good as well. Bounces in. 41-39 Highland, a two-point advantage. 3.5 to play, third quarter. Detweiler has it to the front court. Now top to Wigdon. On the left wing, the handoff down to Alex Miller. He'll find Detweiler high on the right side. Has it out top, Detweiler. Crossover to the foul line, to the lane. It's layup off the left and good.
Boy, when you need a bucket, that's the guy that's going to get it for you.
What a take by Detweiler. He has 18. 43-39 Hawks. Tigers basketball inside to Dylan Booth. His layup could be no good. Rebound grabbed by Mishler. Highland ball. Wigdon to the front court. On the right wing. Wigdon to the foul line. 15 footers up in the air. Going to be knocked down. Nick Wigdon, 6 points in the quarter. 18 for the ballgame. 45-39 Highland. Tigers with it. Pass to the corner to Dylan Booth. He'll find Wash right wing. 2:40 to play in the third. Wash dribbles it to the corner. To the baseline. Backs it in. Spins around. His shot up in the air. Going to be off the last. No good. Rebound. Corralled. Fought for. Grabbed by Wigdon. Outlet pass to winger to the front court. On the fast break. He'll back it up right wing. Poke loose. Grabs it again. Wigdon looking. And timeout called by Highland. 2:25 to play in the third. Highland 45, Shadyside 39. This is District Semifinal Basketball on WKLM.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Highland a 6-point lead, Don. I feel like Highland's playing some really good basketball, but not able to shake the Shady Side team.
They're coming out with just a different attitude this second half. You can tell they're senior-dominated team because they're facing the basket. They're going at it hard, going at it strong.
Hawks basketball. They'll have it at side court out of that timeout. Official blowing the whistle there. Now they're going to confer.
Must be something on the floor. Some water, some blood maybe.
Uh-huh. Something to attend to there. The players indeed will walk away from that area. Move to the respective benches. Reminder again, this game is being video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of the Claxon Communication Team of Judd Bone and Natalie Holbrook. We're also at FM 95.3, WKLMFM.com. And, of course, back at WKLM Sports Central is Blaisdon Mullins. We're also video live streaming on YouTube tonight. Boys Division 3 District Semifinal Basketball. Triway against Cuyahoga Heights as well. They're in the second half of their game and that Triway Cuyahoga Heights contest. For the Triway girls, they're in regional semifinal action tomorrow night from Stowe Monroe Falls. That'll be video live streamed on YouTube also. Airtime about 5:35 for that. Tip-off is 6 p.m. for tomorrow night. And that'll be also on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Then on Thursday, we'll have Girls Division 4 Regional Semifinal Basketball. Highland against Portsmouth Notre Dame. That'll be video live streamed on YouTube as well. And also on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. I think we're about ready to go here. Hawks basketball and a six-point advantage. Nick Wigden out there along with Alex Miller and Zeke Boddicker on the floor for the Hawks. Also, Simi Detweiler. Now they're getting another towel to wipe that floor off. I guess you don't want to take any chances there. Anybody slipping and going down? Logan Hershberger also on the floor for the Hawks. And I think the one more swipe here. Now we got it.
See if Highland comes out here with a set play.
See what the Hawks do here. Again, embedded by Wigden to Alex Miller. Miller has it out top. His pass goes to Boddicker out top. Spins around. Right wing back to Alex Miller. Miller looking. Lobs it inside. Goes over to Wigden. Backs it into the right block. Inside the paint. Then we jump by Wigden up in the air. He'll miss the shot. Rebound. Pulled down. Fought for. And what could be tied up? Arrow stays with Highland. Good effort that time by Logan Hershberger.
I'll tell you what, that could be that extra possession you need right there.
No doubt, and it'll be the Hawks to inbound beneath their own backboard. Who's going to inbound it, though? It's going to be Sammy Detweiler. 2:07 to play in the third. Into the quarter to Boddicker. Back to Detweiler. Dribbles the right wing now to the foul line, to the lane. In traffic, lost it, but he was fouled. A reach in, the bumping foul called on Luke Bell.
You can just see it in Sammy's eyes right now.
Yes.
I mean, he's playing with a little bit of an attitude right now. There's a little sense of urgency to him right now. So he's says, just give me the ball, please.
No doubt. Good guy to give it to.
Yes.
Third personal foul on Bell. Inbounded by Detweiler. Goes to Alex Miller. Dribbles it to the foul line, to the lane. In traffic. Lost it. And what? Going to be a travel call that time. And for Highland, they'll be their fourth turnover of the game.
Yeah, a little bit of contact there, but
Didn't get that call.
No, so it must have been not enough contact, right?
I guess so. Sam Winger checking in, and Zeke Boddicker will have a seat. Fulker pressure is on by the Hawks. Inbound and grabbed by Luke Bell. Works it against Wigden. Bell across the half-court line. Takes it high on the right, now to the right wing. Into the corner now. Received by Ben Wash. Wash to the baseline. Under the bucket is Lampley. Blocked by Detweiler. Rebound grabbed by Alex Miller. He'll be fouled on the reach-in. That'll be a foul on Colton Gorby, the 13th foul on Shadyside, and for Gorby, that'll be for him his second personal foul. Highland basketball in a six-point lead, 1:40 to play in the third quarter. McCoy alongside Don Hall for tonight's broadcast. Wigden inbounds it to Alex Miller. Miller to the front court for the Hawks. Has it out top. Pass right to the foul line, Winger. Drive to the lane. Out top over to Detweiler. His shot for the foul line going to be no good. Rebound knocked to the floor and grabbed in the corner by Wigden. Wigden in traffic. His shot is going to be no good. Rebound corralled finally by Todd Stoudemire. Tigers get the stop. Here's the source across midcourt. Now to the left wing. Picks it up. The source. Double team and has it tied up. The arrow does stay with Shadyside.
Well, I tell you what, though, right now, if everything ends right now, Highland will get the ball. Fourth quarter, big jump ball right there.
No doubt. Big possession with 1:10 to play in the third. Inbounded, grabbed by Ben Wash. Working against Detweiler. Has it out top. Wash bounce past the corner, goes to Tesoros. Guarded by Hershberger. Lobs it out top now to Luke Bell. Bell to the foul line. Another corner to Wash. Backs it up to the left wing. 50 seconds and counting, third quarter. Wash to the corner, to the baseline. Wash, cross-court pass, right corner, goes to Stoudemire. His three-pointer knocked down. Whistle's blown also. Drills the three, and apparently a foul and a chance for a four-point play.
Wow, doesn't take him long to get that shot off. Boy, is he deadly. 4 of 7 from behind the arc.
18 points for Tom Stoudemire. That'll be the third personal foul also on Alex Miller.
His first free throw attempt tonight.
44 seconds to play in the third. Stoudemire, the 6-foot senior guard. Free throw up is going to be no good. Rebound going to be grabbed by Hershberger. Highland ball, they have a 3-point lead. Wigdon to the front court. 40 seconds to play in the third. Hershberger's pass goes to Detweathers. Highland will spread the floor. Final 30 seconds. See if the Hawks trying to go for that final shot of the quarter. About 45-42. Wigdon has it in front of the midcourt line. He'll find Caleb Hershberger. Mishler, I should say, with it at center circle. Back to Hershberger now. Logan Hershberger now with it, 15 seconds. Dribbles it out top. Finds Nick Wigdon. 10 seconds to play in the third. Wigdon down to 6 seconds. Dribbles it. Wigdon to the baseline. 4 seconds to go. Wigdon, nice look inside. Hershberger, his shot blocked. Goes out of bounds off of Tesoros, but the third quarter will come to a close at the end of three. Highland 45, Shadyside 42. This is District Semifinal Basketball on WKLM.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hershberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
It's time to clear out the old, and you can get a great deal now. With new models arriving daily, Millersburg Electric must make room. Get big savings on over 50 closeout and floor display models. Gas and electric ranges, laundry products, refrigerators, dishwashers, and much more. From all the popular brands, including GE, Cafe, Frigidaire, and more. Don't delay as the inventory goes down each day. So hurry in for big savings. Millersburg Electric on State Route 83 South in Millersburg. Or 24-7 at MillersburgElectric.com.
Each team has scored 15 points in that third quarter. Third quarter numbers courtesy of Don Hall, where Highland is 1-for-2 on three-point tries. Shadyside 2-of-4, each for 50%. Highland 5-for-10 from two-point range for 50% shooting. Shadyside 2-of-8. Highland 2-of-2 for the foul line. Shadyside 3-of-4 for 75%. Highland out-rebounded the Tigers 8-to-6. Each team had two turnovers in that third quarter of play. Highland basketball. Out top, here's Alex Miller. Left wing pass goes to Sammy Detweather to begin the fourth. Detweather to the foul line. Lost it, dribbles it left wing. His pass goes to Alex Miller. Miller to the foul line. Out top to Wigdon. Back in the corner now. Grabbed by Winger. Winger to the baseline. His layup off the last. No good. Rebound grabbed by Tesoros, and he'll be fouled. That would be a held ball by Winger. Got his hands on the basketball, says the official. Hero going to point to Highland. Shadyside will have it. Excuse me. It'll be Shadyside basketball. And a windbound going to be Kyle Tesoros. Goes to Luke Bell. Bell dribbles it across midcourt on the right wing. Bell dribbles it top of the key. Now to Ben Wash high on the left. Wash dribbles it. Shadyside basketball down by three. Wash inside. Goes over to Woolery, and Woolery ran in to Logan Hershberger, who drew the charge.
Yeah, great job by Logan Hershberger to hold his ground. Once again, that's what you need to do in order to be victorious here.
Those little things. Third personal foul on Gorby. First team foul on Shadyside. They also had their 12th turnover. Highland ball. Up 45-42 in the fourth. 7:15 to go. Alex Miller to the front court. Crossover, drive, lane, layup off the glass and good.
Oh, perfect clear out for Alex.
Miller has 9. Highland a 5-point lead. 47-42. Shadyside basketball. Wash. Pass to the right wing, grabbed by Luke Bell. Bell to the baseline, crossover, 18-footer by Bell, up in the air, going to be knocked down. Bell has 5 points. Just move that time.
Shooter after shooter after shooter for Shadyside.
Wow. 47-44 Highland. Hawks with it. Here's Alex Miller on the right wing. His pass left side goes over to Nick Wigdon. Wigdon drive to the lane in traffic. His pass to Hershberger out top, wide open. Alex Miller, three-pointer, knocked down.
Oh, big, big, big three by Alex.
Now he's feeling it. 12 points, Alex Miller. Highland up 50-44. Shitty side with it. Into the front court. Here's the source to the right wing. Dribbles it to the baseline. The source spins around. Looking. Pass right side. Grabbed by Stoudemire. Shovels it back out top. Here's Luke Bell with the basketball. Dribbles the right wing. Backs it up high on the right. Bell picks up his dribble. Bounce pass received now by Ben Wash. Wash dribbles it right wing. Backs it into the right block. Wash spins around and going to be a foul call that time. First team foul called against the Hawks in this fourth quarter.
Well, you can tell Wash has played a lot of basketball. I mean, he's just got trick after trick after trick. He does a great job of backing himself down to where he can actually turn around and do three or four different moves to try to get to the hoop.
He can handle it. Second personal foul on Detweiler. To Soros, inbounds it right wing to Luke Bell. Bell dribbles it out top. Backs it up now. Shitty side ball down by six. Bell spins around to the right wing. Now to the corner. Picks it up again and what? Going to be a five-second violation. Too much dribbling that time. The 13th turnover.
Well, that's a good job by Highland again in that half-court defense.
Stay tuned tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you by Yoder Lumber Company. Blaisdell Mullins reporting all the area basketball scores for you all the way until midnight. Highland ball. Wingard on the right wing. Out top to Alex Miller. Drive. Back to the corner. Goes to Wigdon. His three-pointers up in there. Going to be no good. Rebound slapped into the hands of Kyle Tesoros. Tigers basketball down by six. Tesoros lobs the right wing to Ben Wash. Wash guarded by Detweiler. Dribbles at the corner. Head fake. His pass goes to Luke Bell. Bell picks up his dribble. Three-pointer by Bell up in the air. That's going to be knocked down.
Wow.
Luke Bell.
He's two for two behind the arc as well.
8 points for Bell. Highland a 50-47 advantage. Tigers aren't going away. Hawks with it. Here's Alex Miller. Crossover to the right wing. Down to the foul line. Backs it up. Looking. Cross-court pass. Wigdon. Drive. Lane. His shot up in the air. Going to be knocked down.
A good, strong drive by Nick Wigdon. Big finish.
Wigdon has 20. Timeout called. 4:54 to play. Highland 52. Shitty side 47. This is District Semifinal Basketball on WKLM.
If it's time for your business to expand, then your project deserves a proven design and construction firm known for keeping their word. And that's the Design Construction Professionals at Weaver Commercial Contractors. Offering architectural design and drafting, general contracting, pre-construction services, budget consultation, and more. But don't take my word for it. Check us out today at weavercc.com and see what others are saying about Weaver Commercial Contractors. Give us a call today at 330-264-9020 or check us out in person at 172-279 Old Lincoln Way in Dalton. Weaver Commercial Contractors, built on solid relationships.
After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Bunnies Player of the Game. Six Bunnies, your one-stop shop for all things custom apparel. Stay up to date with their latest offerings on Facebook and Instagram and shop online at sixbunnies.com. Six Bunnies, for quality and service, never go out of style. And Dahmer, see him with some pretty good shooting tonight.
That's incredible. 8 of 14 from behind the arc for Shadyside and 10 of 18 from two-point field goals for Shadyside. They are on fire tonight. I mean, they're making contested shots.
Because they have some spite having very good defense being played.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So to tip your hats to Shadyside, Coach Slayball said that they are good shooters. Boy, they are.
He wasn't lying. The Tigers have it out of the timeout against the Highland full court pressure. Ben Wash to inbound on the back baseline. Does so to Tesoros. Back to Ben Wash. He'll work it against Detweiler across midcourt. Wash crossover. Three-pointer by Wash. Top of the key. Going to be banked in. 14 for Wash. Highland now a two-point lead, 52-50. Hawks basketball to the front court. Here's Wigdon. Left wing, Logan Hershberger. 4.5 to go. Out top to Wigdon. Back in the right wing, Alex Miller with the basketball. His pass to Hershberger. Left wing, Detweiler. Dribbles it to the baseline. Detweiler, head fake, kicks the left wing back to Alex Miller. Miller backs it up. Back to Detweiler. Drive to the baseline. His pass in there, inside the paint to Wigdon. Back out top. Drive by Alex Miller. His shot off the glass is no good. Rebound grabbed by Colton Gorby. Tigers basketball down by just two. 4:08 to play in the fourth. Wash, the handoff, goes to Tesoros. dribbles the left wing. Picks up his dribble. Nobody open. Now the pass goes over to Ben Wash. High on the left. Wash out top. Thought about it. Pass instead goes right wing to Stoudemire. Inside through the hands of Wash. Out of bounds, and that will be a turnover. Now up to 14 for Shadyside.
Well, that was a big possession right there for Shadyside. Good defense by Highland.
Get total service for your jewelry at the Jewelry Store. For the free cleaning and inspection and all the repairs done right in their showroom at the Jewelry Store, 97 West Jackson Street in Millersburg. Highland basketball. Here's Alex Miller outside. Go find Detweather high on the right. Drive, lane, lost it. Up in the air, grabbed by Wingard. The corner three-pointer by Alex Miller is going to be in and out, no good. Rebound goes to Gorby. Tigers with it again, still down by two. 3:20 to go. Wash to the front court. And what? Whistle was blown. Foul called away for the basketball. And that's going to be against Highland, their second team foul in the quarter.
Highland foul, 15.
Call that on Alex Miller. That's his fourth personal foul.
Trying to get around that screen.
He'll check out for now. Caleb Mishler will check in. To inbound will be Kyle Tesoros midway into the front court, far side for the Tigers. He'll find Ben Wash. Wash in the front court. Dribbles it, now right wing. In traffic, who's crashing in there. Off-bound shot, no good. Rebound, fought for. And dove after, grabbed finally. And a timeout call. The rebound by Dottie Luke Bell on the timeout. 3:04 to go. Highland up 52-50. This is District Semifinal Basketball on WKLM.
If you can see your breath, it's time for winter tires. Bridgestone Blizzak and Firestone winter tires are specially designed to give you better grip and more control in winter's worst weather conditions. So don't let the cold, hard pavement, slush, snow, or ice keep you from where you need to go. Drive with confidence this winter with innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone winter tires for your car, truck, SUV, or minivan. Available at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39 east of Millersburg.
Secure your personal team's future both on and off the court with reliable home, life, and auto insurance through Troy Miller Agency, a Wayne Insurance Group agent. Good luck to the hometown Highland Hawks throughout the tournament trail for Highland. Right now, a two-point ball game. We've talked about it, Don. You mentioned a senior-laden Shadyside team, and they haven't panicked here tonight.
I mean, you can tell. You can tell they played a lot of ball together. They're not panicking. Coach isn't panicking. And I'll tell you, it's just a fantastic game. This is what you need to see in the district.
All right, the Tigers basketball. They'll have it to inbound midway into the front court on the near side. They trail it by two. Kyle Tesoros, the senior, receives the basketball for the official. And looking, lobs it in the backcourt, and corralled by Ben Wash. Highland up 52-50, 3 minutes to go. On the left corner. Grabbed on the far side by Luke Bell. Dribbles it out top to the foul line. Lost it, stolen away by Caleb Mishler. And that'll be turnover 15 for the game for Shadyside. Highland basketball, here's Detweiler who calls out the play. 2:45 to go. Bounce pass left to the foul line to Wingard. Dribbles it, he'll find Mishler. Mishra looking. Lobs it out top to Logan Hershberger. Holds onto it. Hershberger on the left point. Shovels it in the hands of Nick Wigdon high on the right. To the corner now, Mishler. He'll dribble it to the right side. Out top to Detweiler. As Highland works the ball around the perimeter. 2:20 to play. Highland with a lead in the basketball. Detweiler crossover to the foul line. Pass left wing goes to Wingard. Drive lane is damp. Off the last. Going to be no good. Call for a travel. And Highland has their fifth turnover of the night. Still stuck on that 52-50 score.
Yep. Back-to-back turnovers for each team.
Embedded to Wash. Tigers basketball. Wash to the front court. Dribbles the right wing. Now to the baseline. Under the basket. Out top. Goes to Bell. Drive. Lane. Up out shot by Bell. Off the glass. No good. Rebound. Tip to the hands of Hershberger. And a foul called on Gorby going over the back. Second team foul on Shadyside, and Gorby has his fourth personal foul.
Yeah, with a minute 59 to go here, you're probably going to look for Shadyside to maybe can't let Highland hold the ball, so they might be a little bit active hands, you know, reaching in a little bit, try to make some contact.
Free throw's going to be huge down the stretch here. Inbounded to Sammy Detweiler. Detweiler dribbles it across midcourt. Works against Bell, dribbles it right wing. A dump pass to Winger. His shot in traffic going to be no good. He'll be hacked to the arm, and Winger now to the foul line.
Nice little pick and roll by Highland right there.
Third team foul on the Tigers. That foul going to be called on Ben Walsh just as first.
This will be Sam's first attempts tonight from the charity stripe.
Sam Winger, 6 foot junior, 67% free throw shooter during the regular season. And free throw is up. It's going to be no good. Averaging 4.5 a game during tournament play. Winger just 2 points this evening. And now the second free throw by the 6 foot junior. That is up, and that's going to be good. 3 points for Sam Winger. Highland now a 3-point lead, 53-50. Focal pressure on. To Source to inbound it on the back baseline for the Tigers.
Haven't heard much from Stoudemire here in the second half. I just wonder if they'll try to get him a look-see, if you
will. Trying to find for him. Yep. It'll be Wash across midcourt, dribbles it out top, backs it up high on the left side. Crossover to the left wing. Now to the baseline. His shot up there going to be good. Got the bounce. Ben Wash.
Wow. Nice little stop and pop by Ben Wash.
He has 16, 53, 52. Highland now a 1 point advantage. 1.5 to go. Hawks basketball. Wigden out top. Dribbles it to the foul line. Backs it up to the baseline. Kicks it right wing back to Detweiler. Out top to Mischler. His pass near side to Hershberger's. Highland spreads the floor. Hershberger dribbles it top of the key. Backs it up. Gets the hand off to Detweiler. 1:05 to play in the fourth. Detweiler dribbles it. Drive, layup off the last. He is good. Sidney Detweiler.
That's when you need to get the bucket. Go to your senior right there.
He got it. He has 20. Sidney Detweiler, 55-52 Hawks. Tigers with it. Here's Wash. Three-pointer. Up there going to be no good. They're going to call a foul. Oh, I believe on Detweiler going for the block. You mentioned Wash very crafty. We've seen that tonight. And now goes to the foul line.
He's currently 3 of 3 from the charity stripe.
So a chance to tie it up at the foul line. 3 free throws. That was the third personal in Detweiler. The third team foul in the Hawks. Free throw up is going to be good. Wash now has 6 in the quarter. 17 for the ball game. 50 seconds to go. And the second free throw is up. That's going to be good as well. One more to tie it up. Alex Miller now checking in with the 4 personal fouls. Caleb Mischler will be out. This free throw would tie it up if he makes it. Wash lobs it up. Going to be no good. Rebound pulled down by Hershberger. Highlands preserves a 1 point lead for now. And Miller knocked down. No foul call. And now dribbles it and going to be a timeout called. 43 seconds to go. Highland a 55-54 lead. This is District Semifinal Basketball on WKLM.
A single-family home located at 4938 South Drive in Walnut Creek is listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $249,500. This property was built in 1945 and has 3 bedrooms and 1 full bath with 1,623 square feet located in the East Holmes Local School District. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Junior Miller at 330-852-4111 or check it out at kaufmanrealty.com.
And stay tuned tonight for a high school scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you by Yoder Lumber Company. Blaisden Mullins reporting all the area boys tournament scores for you all the way until midnight. And Don, your thoughts here, what are we going to see here this final stretch?
Well, I think Shady Side's going to try to get a turnover off this inbounds play. If not, they're probably going to try to do like a little reach in, maybe some contact, because they do have 1 foul to give before Highland starts shooting 2.
Hawks will have it near side in the backcourt. Nick Wigden to inbound the basketball. Highland, a 1 point lead. Inbounded to Alex Miller in the backcourt. Against Dylan Booth, dribbles it across midcourt. Miller to the foul line, falls down, and what? Going to be a foul called. And that'll be a team foul number 4. 36 seconds, Highland basketball. And that'll be on Dylan Booth, his first.
Okay, Highland's got to get the ball in bounds right here. Still Shady Sites trying to get a turnover right here.
So it'll be Alex Miller to win that beneath the throwing backboard. His pass to Detweiler to the corner, spins around out top. 35 seconds, Detweiler basketball for the Hawks. 30 seconds. Dribbles the left wing, and now he'll be fouled by Dylan Booth, just his second personal, but that will be team foul number 5, so double bonus with 28 seconds.
Yeah, and that's Highland. This best-case scenario for Highland right now with the ball in Sammy's hand, should be shooting 2.
Sammy Detweiler has 20 points on the night. And Debbie Detweiler at the foul line tonight, Don?
6 for 6.
28 seconds to go. He'll receive the basketball. Fires it up. Going to be good. Got the bounce.
Boy, nice little backspin made that right there.
Shooters roll. Second free throw to make it a 3-point ball game. That is up, and that's going to be good. Got the bounce there, too. Timeout call, 28 seconds to go. Highland 57, Shadyside 54. This is District Semifinal Basketball on WKLM.
Everywhere, every day, someone somewhere needs someone to care. Young people are especially desirous of someone to show an interest in what they do, where they are going, and what they will become. Denco Marketing of Millersburg believes taking that interest in a young person can make all the difference. Which young person needs your time and interest? Whichever one or ones you can give it to. They'll take care of the rest. Supporting young people in all endeavors is especially important to Denco Marketing of Millersburg, where the business at hand is the business of home.
Update on the Monroe Central game. Monroe Central had a 52-40 lead, a 12-point lead for the Rosecrans in the fourth quarter of that contest. Winner of this game will face the winner of that game in Friday's district championship game. And what a game this has been here tonight, Don.
I mean, that's what you expect. Two good programs right here. Districts down at a packed stadium or packed gym. And this is just a fantastic game, fantastic environment.
A 3-point ball game, and for Shadyside, that's been their special tonight, the 3-point baskets this evening.
Yeah, I know where Mr. Stottlemyre is. Don't lose him. And Mr. Wash, Ben Wash, can't forget about him as well. But you've also had one of your Booth boys hit a 3, number 11. So we got several of them out there.
Shadyside ball. Here's Ben Wash. Has it out top. Wash dribbles it left wing. Back to the corner. Over to Booth. Back to Ben Wash, left wing. Dribbles to the corner. 3-pointer there by Wash. Going to be no good. Try to draw the foul. Rebound grabbed by Booth, however. Dylan Booth got the board. 13 seconds. Down to Source on the right wing. Picks it up. Pass inside. The steal, but then a timeout call right before the turnover. Wow. Woo! 8.5 seconds to play. 57-54 Hawks. Don't go away. Back after this on KLM.
Stop in all this week for these great savings at Rody's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rody. We have boneless whole pork loin, $1.98 a pound. Center cut pork chops, $2.98 a pound. Fresh ground round, 85% lean. Family pack, $2.98 a pound. We also have boneless New York strip steaks, $8.98 a pound. Boneless beef London broil, $3.98 a pound. 12 to 16 ounce Hormel sliced bacon, $3.98. And no waste broccoli crowns for 79 cents a pound. That's now through Sunday at Rody's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
8 seconds to go. A 3-point lead for the Hawks. The Hawks need some clamp-down defense here.
They do. They definitely have to defend a 3. I would definitely be going over top of every screen. Don't go underneath it because it's going to give them the 3. The guy, you got to be careful with the guy taking the ball out of bounds. That if you don't guard him, they may kick it right back to him. So there's all kinds of different scenarios. I'm sure Coach Slayball and Stott's going to be ready for them all.
And the Hawks, final words of wisdom from Mark Stabel. Now they'll walk out onto the floor. Alex Miller out there, Logan Hershberger, Sam Wingard, Nick Wigden, as well as Sammy Detweiler. Tigers basketball down by 3 with 8.5 seconds to play. Thesaurus to inbound it. Goes to Ben Wash. Wash has it out top. Picks it up. Wash. Pass it inside. Back it up. 3-pointer by Thesaurus. But they are going to be no good. Rebound Detweiler. And that's going to do it. And gets the victory. The Hawks hang on to win at 57-54 at Buckeye Trail. What a game tonight. Went down to the wire. The 3-pointer by Tesoros a bit short. And Highland survives to move on to Friday's district championship game. Final score tonight. Highland wins it over Shadyside 57-54. Highland now 19-6. They've won 4 straight. They'll take on either Monroe Central or Bishop Rosecrans Friday, 7 o'clock at a neutral site. Shadyside with the loss ends their season at 13-12, snapping the 2-game winning streak. Again, the final, Highland 57, Shadyside 54. Back to wrap it up after this on WKLM.
If you're looking for siding with more of an old-school appeal, reminiscent of traditional sod and split cedar shakes and shingles that have been featured in American home buildings since the 1600s, then check out the authentic look of Provia Harborville Shake and Shingle Siding and MRV Siding Supply. Modeled after hand-picked cedar pieces using highly accurate laser scanning to ensure even the finest details were carried over into each Harbor Mill shake and shingle. That's MRV Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg. Or on the web at MRVsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
Get your vehicle back on the road smooth and problem-free with Village Motors Collision Center. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and our Collision Center works on all makes and models and has available deductible assistance, along with loaner and rental vehicles available for your use, complimentary oil change packages, not to mention that we are the preferred repair shop for most insurance companies. Ask us about our cleanup packages with four great packages from basic to premium by appointment only starting at $19.95. For collision repair, make your first stop at Village Motors in Millersburg.
Are you covered? Hi, this is Larry Hobron from Hobron's Insurance Service in Millersburg and Sugar Creek. We don't believe in selling our customers the cheapest insurance coverage. We believe in selling you the right insurance coverage. At Hobron's Insurance Service, we won't sell you a minimum limits policy when you have a home or business to protect. We'll set you up a policy that offers you complete coverage for the long-term peace of mind. See our full list of services on our website at HobronsInsurance.com or call us at 674-9091 or 1-800-340-3767 for a complete insurance coverage quote.
What a game it was in boys Division 4 district semifinal basketball from Buckeye Trail. Highland hangs on to get the 57-54 victory to move on to Friday's district championship game. They'll be taking on Monroe Central, who defeated the Bishop Rosecrans tonight. So Highland against the Monroe Central Friday night in the district finals. And this game was not decided until the very end, as Highland actually went on a 12-0 run early. He led 12-2. You think, well, Highland's going to run away with this thing. That wasn't the case, as there was a 20-14 Highland advantage after one. Shadyside came back to outscore Highland 13-10 in the second quarter, and Highland had a 30-27 lead at the half. You kind of look back to that 12-1, though. That really a big difference in this game, because it was even after that the entire second half, as each team scored 15 points in that third quarter. Highland led 45-42 through three, and each team scoring 12 points in the fourth. So both teams even the entire second half, but Highland again hangs on to get the three-point victory. Kyle Tesoros, the three-pointer that was missed to close out the game, and Highland gets the three-point win 57-54 to move on to Friday's district finals. For the individual scoring leaders leading the way for them, that was Simi Detweiler and Nick Wigdom, along with Alex Miller, all three guys that were in double figures tonight for the Hawks. For Simi Detweiler in double figures for the seeding, and take a look at him in double figures four as I look at my other sheet. For the third time in postseason play and the 17th time on the year, and just 2 points shy of tying his season high. Simi Detweiler, 2 of 5 on three-point tries, 4 for 6 from two-point range, and also 8 for 8 from the foul line, including the 2 clutch free throws there at the end of the game. Simi Detweiler had 22 points tonight to lead all scorers. Also in double figures was Nick Wigdom for the second time in postseason play, the 19th time of the year. He was 5 points shy of tying his season high. Nick Wigdom this evening with finish up going 2 of 5 on 3-point tries, 7 for 11 from 2-point range, Wigdon his total of 20 points. Also, Alex Miller in double figures for the 8th time on the season, and for Miller, he was 2 of 5 on 3-point tries, 3 for 6 from 2-point range. Miller finished up with 12 points, also 3 points scored by Sam Wingard to round out the scoring for the Hawks, their total of 57. For Shadyside, leading the way for them tonight, they had 2 players in double figures. It was Todd Stoudemire and Ben Wash. For Stoudemire, he would go 4 for 8 from downtown, 3 for 3 from 2-point range, 0 for 1 for the foul line. Stoudemire had 18 points, however, only 3 points the entire second half and none in the fourth quarter. Ben Wash, also with 18 points this evening, the point guard outstanding this evening, as he was 1 of 3 on 3-point tries, 5 for 13 from two-point range, 5 of 6 for the foul line. Ben Walsh had 18 points. Also, 8 points scored by Luke Bell, 6 for Nathan Booth on 2 three-point baskets, and 2 apiece for Dylan Booth and Carl Tesoros, running out the Tigers' total of 54. Final score, Highland moving on to Friday's district championship game against Monroe Central. They win at 57-54 over Shadyside. Now for the final team numbers, here's Don Hall.
Thank you very much, Matt. Behind the arc, Highland 6 of 18 for 33%. Shadyside 9 of 17 for 53%. 2-point field goals, Highland 15 of 29 for 52%. Shadyside 11 of 21 for 52%. From the charity stripe, Highland 9 of 10 for 90%. Shadyside 5 of 7 for 71%. Total rebounds, Shadyside wins that 25 to 22. Total turnovers, Shadyside with 15, Highland with 5.
Final tonight, actually, looking at the 57-54, Highland with the win. And individual rebounding leaders also tonight. Nick Wigdon had 5 rebounds, and also 4 rebounds for Logan Hirschberger, 4 boards also for Sammy Detweiler, and 4 rebounds for Sam Wingard, 3 at the offensive end. And for Shadyside, 5 rebounds for Dylan Booth. He had 2 at the offensive end, and 4 rebounds also for Kyle Tesoros. Highland wins at 57-54 for Shadyside. Again, this was a game that went down to the wire. Neither team really shook each other, and Highland just enough to get this three-point victory.
I tell you, Highland took Shadyside's best punch. They did. Shadyside played how they needed to do and shot how they needed to shoot in order to be in this game, and it was just a perfect storm for Shadyside, but Highland was able to weather that. They got the stops when they needed it. They got the turnovers, and they scored when they needed it. But I really think the difference tonight is Highland had 3 guys in double figures, and as opposed to Shadyside having the 2, so that third guy was very, very big tonight.
And Donnie, you look back to the start of the game, that 12-1 also ended up being a huge difference as well in this game.
Yeah, and you know Coach Slayball wanted to get that run going, because over at Highland, I think they sputtered a little bit. They didn't shoot as well, but the shot a little bit better today. But I tell you what, I'm still enamored with Shadyside shooting, because the shots that they were making were contested shots with a hand in their face, sometimes 2 hands in their face.
Pretty impressive. Now, our 6 Money's player of the game will go to Alex Miller. One of those games you can give it to a couple different guys. But again, you like in particular Alex Miller's 4 game tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. He does everything that he needs to do. He handles the ball. He plays great defense. And he needed those points tonight, and he sort of carried Highland there for a stretch there in the second half, and I thought he displayed a phenomenal game, and he was the one that I truly feel made the difference offensively.
That's a guy that's kind of struggled here lately shooting the basketball. He came up with some big baskets, though, tonight. And also, of course, Sammy Detweiler, Nick Wigdon, 2 guys the Highland has leaned on all year, and they came through as well tonight.
Yes, they did. And you know, that's Sammy just... I think I made that comment, you know, just give it to your senior. I think he wants the ball, and he's able to come down and hit the 2 free throws that when he needed them. Had a nice little layup, I think, with 30-some seconds to go. But Sammy played well. And I'll tell you the other thing, too, is Sammy was guarding Mr. Wash all night. And I'll guarantee he's the one that told Coach Slayball he wanted to do that, because it was he just wanted to. That's Sammy. He wanted to guard their opposing person's best guy, and he did a pretty good job. And Mr. Wash is a good basketball player, very crafty, and he can shoot it, fade away. He was very strong with the ball, so it was a really good challenge for Sammy tonight.
What of that challenge? He got the win here. And, of course, the Hawks, they'll take on Monroe Central, the top seed on Friday. It should be a good one on Friday night.
Should be a very, very good one. Monroe Central, not real big, but very crafty, can shoot the ball, can handle the ball, so it should be a great matchup.
We'll see what happens. Highland gets the victory tonight, 57-54. They go to 19-6. They won 4 straight, and indeed they will take on top seed Monroe Central Friday night in the district championship game. It'll be at a neutral site at 7 o'clock. Of course, we'll have that game for you on WKLM. Shadyside ends their season with a record of 13-12. Reminder also, tomorrow night we'll have Girls Division 3. Regional semifinal basketball from Stowe Monroe Falls, Triway against Chippewa. We'll be video live streaming that game on YouTube, also on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Same thing on Thursday, Girls Division 4, Regional semifinal basketball, Highland against Portsmouth Notre Dame. Again, we'll have that on the radio as well as on YouTube coming up on Thursday night. We do want to thank our video live stream partners, Claxon Communications, helping us bring you this live stream coverage this evening, Judd Bone and Natalie Holbrook. Also, thanks to Blaisdell Mullins back at WKLM Sports. Central. Stay tuned also after the game. We'll have high school scoreboard. We'll have all the area tournament scores for you all the way until midnight. For Don Hull, I'm Matt Roy, and the final score in boys Division 4 district semifinal basketball from Buckeye Trail. The Hawks moving on as they win at 57-54 over Shadyside. So long, everybody.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection.